High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Research shows that worldwide, 27% of women and girls aged 15 and older have experienced physical or sexual intimate violence. In South Africa, this figure is shockingly one-third or even up to 50%. During the 16 days of activism for non-violence against women and children, SOS Children's Village in South Africa has called for intensified efforts to prevent and to end violence against women and children. Joining us this morning is Patrick Kulati, National Director of SOS Children's Village. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Howard. Good morning to your listeners. I'm well, and how are you doing?
I am well, thank you. So, very clearly, it's a significantly, almost bigger problem in South Africa than around the world.
It is indeed. South Africa is a very violent country, extremely violent, especially against the most vulnerable people, like children and women. And this problem does not seem to be abating. The authorities seem to be struggling with how to contain and control and destroy it. And so we as civil society organizations now, as well as families and just generally all institutions, have to come into play here to really try and not just raise awareness, but to really work hard to make sure that this changes the behavior of people changes for the better, so that our children and women can be safe, both in our homes and in our society.
The concern that I have and that many have expressed is, as important as 16 days of activism is, how seriously is it actually being taken?
Yeah, you know, I've had that question myself. I've been monitoring over years when, you know, this campaign happens. There will be some major, you know, gender-based violence or attack on women, such that you know, people do not take it seriously. And I guess it has to do with the fact that it becomes one of those things that we tick on our calendar, on our annual calendars, where, you know, there's going to be a big you know, hoo-ha, and then everybody is going to move on to other things. This is the biggest problem that we have, because women constitute, you know, a large percentage of our country. Young girls are vulnerable, and this is our future that we are talking about here. And so, until we move away from just the sloganary, the campaign mentality, and put in place measures, I mean, in the criminal justice system, there has to be some improvements in terms of how do you hold people accountable. Because sometimes people do these things and they are released, or police are not there to be able to attend to the complaint. Or even if they do, they push the women aside. So this is something that needs a major change. Otherwise, it's just going to keep on, we are going to keep on doing this campaign year in and year out without any impact.
Which is, of course, the concern. The reality is that it needs to take place on the domestic side. In other words, men need to, primarily men, need to stop hurting women and children. We need policing to be able to enforce the laws. And then, of course, we've got the courts that need to be able to, you know, firstly the prosecution, to be able to follow through in cases, and they need to be heard within a reasonable time in order for the system to work. Within that circle, where do you think the biggest issue lies?
Yes, I think you've characterized the issue quite well. I mean, the biggest problem with this thing is at the home level, you know, where the people are behind closed doors. Mm. Sometimes what happens is that even after other family members have been brought in, or, you know, organizations like religious organizations have been brought in, the matter is just being handled without a proper solution. So in the family, that is where the problem lies, because sometimes people are so scared of reporting. Mm-hmm. They have, in other words, those that are abused are so scared to be reporting that the matter is just left there. So this is where the biggest focus has to go into changing the mindset of abusers. And yes, the majority of those who do these things are men, but there is also increasing role of women also abuse. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking about the fact that in this campaign, we have to deal with this matter at various levels. Yes, you talk about the family level, you talk about institutional or civil society, but also these kind of criminal justice system, the police. All of us must work together, but the most effective is going to have to come from the family or community-based level.
Is government taking it seriously? I know they say they are, but that doesn't really necessarily mean anything.
Yes, that's right. So if we were to measure them with the words that they say, we would conclude that
winners they are. Yeah.
but every year, you know, or every 6 months or so, statistics come up, of deaths and robberies and things like that. Crime deaths come up, and among the crime, the criminal activities that take place, you know, gender-based violence, you know, intimate violence that's taking place is always high. And some of that, in fact, that is coming from the reported numbers. And there's evidence that shows that a huge number of these incidents are not reported to the authorities. So they are not captured in the stats. So the government says, what they need to say in campaigns and everything like that. But the test of the pudding is going to be seeing the statistics going down and the rate of holding people to account going up. That is what is needed from the authorities.
And, I mean, I know it's needed and I know they say it, but how much action is there?
Yeah, I really cannot say. I can only measure by what is being reported. But every day, people do this with impunity, with the sense that, you see, the problem that we have in our country is a sense that people can get away with anything that they are doing. That is a sense that you're not going to be held accountable. You talk about people that drop on the streets or that hijack vehicles and that people that beat up their wives and so on. So the sense of lawlessness, lack of accountability is a problem. So that is where we need government to show their strength, because they have the law, they have the resources, they have the money to do this. So once people feel that there's going to be action taken against me if I do something criminal, then we're going to likely going to see a reduction in these incidents.
Absolutely, and that is where we leave it. A very important conversation, especially this time. Patrick Kulati, National Director of SOS Children's Village. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.